This podcast was recorded on Kaurna land. We acknowledge the Kaurna people as the original custodians of the land and pay our respects to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples.
You'll want to make a note.
Should you be taking notes or something?
You got a pencil? Write this down, quick.
Why aren't you taking notes?
Write this down.
Aren't you going to write this down?
Did you need me to take notes?
Please take note.
Look at the footnotes.
I should footnote this.
Is there another footnote?
And there's a footnote at the bottom, plus footnotes, endnotes, a glossary, and two epilogues.
Find out what it says in the footnote.
Welcome back to Footnotes. In the off week, we'll be going back and picking out the best bits of our episodes so far. And you might even hear a bit of bonus content here and there. Full episodes will always be linked in the show notes, so you can go back and listen to the whole conversation. We're going back to our episode with Councillor Jackie, where we chatted about how to have a healthy relationship. She told us about ways to manage communication when you and your partner have different expectations or are struggling to meet in the middle.
And I guess if someone is having issues in their relationships, you know, the communication just isn't quite, you're talking at cross purposes, it's not coming together, or things like that. What, I guess, is your advice for how someone maybe should manage that, or how, where they could potentially get some advice on how to come together with that talking a bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. There are very many different ways to do that. I think most important thing is to be aware. So both parties, are we aware, hey, there's something is not quite right. We are not really talking to each other, kind of a connecting well. Okay, what's going on in my communication? What's going on there? And really having, can we have a clear communication then? So be very, very clear. And this also involves some boundaries then. So, you know, one of the biggest issues we have seen, and even personally, you know, as a young adult back then, I experienced was, does he like me? Because he did not talk back. You know, little things like that. And we can internalize very easily. But then instead of that, can we ask ourselves, oh, does my partner actually, is that okay for them to have some emotions as well? It's absolutely okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's even not like that. You know, like, again, referring myself, my partner is a very quiet person, for instance. And sometimes he just doesn't say much. That's just who he is.
Yeah.
And I could say a lot, and then doesn't mean he does not respond to me. He does. But then also means, you know, he may not talk as much as I do. Is that okay? Absolutely. Was it okay, you know, when we just started dating? It was a little bit of problematic.
Do some figuring out there.
Yeah. And sometimes, for instance, we see a lot is one party probably feels, for instance, exams coming up, and we have all our own ways to deal with our stress, to manage that. And one party might feel completely, like, really stressed out, really anxious, then they kind of shut down a little bit and they really regroup themselves, try to focus on that. Not like completely being able, you know, to communicate that well, sitting down with their partner, hey, just a heads up, I'm going to be highly anxious.
Yeah.
I'm going to be quiet for the next 2 weeks. It may not, highly likely doesn't happen like that.
Yeah.
But for the other party, it might be very confusing. And so they might be like, what's going on here? You know, I thought this relationship has been going well, and suddenly they're quiet. And they don't really communicate or connect as much as we used to in the last few months. And then this point in time is important. You can raise this to the partner. Hey, this is what I've noticed. And then, but in the meantime, we have to tell ourselves, is it okay for my partner to have some emotions? Yes, it's absolutely okay. But this, then the other party, I would encourage people to do is, yes, when we are in some kind of a distress situation or moment, we, some of us tend to say less. You don't have to respond straight away, but make it clear and tell your partner, oh, there's nothing wrong about this relationship, you know. However, can I take a little bit of time to think about how to answer this? And so each party knows, okay, right, I've got a little bit of reassurance, but in the meantime, they will, I know I will get an answer. It seems like they might experiencing some high, big emotions, and that's okay. And this party is like, okay, I am quite stressed at the moment, but I know I've got time to answer this, and I want my partner actually to know this is about just I'm experiencing personally. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
Really clear communication.
Yes, I guess the person that's sort of having a bit of a struggle time is sort of letting their partner into that a little bit while the other one allows them to sort of have that space to deal with it in their own way.
Yeah, absolutely. And to make that communication open and quite clear, there's nothing to hide, but also in the meantime, we need our own space as well.
Yeah. Going on from that, I think it's quite common for there to be a dynamic in a relationship where one person is really happy to have lots of space or, yeah. you know, wants to yeah. take their time to, whether it's talking about an issue or just seeing their yeah. partner or something like that, whereas the other one is very much doesn't that space maybe makes them feel anxious or they yes. just, you know, have that feeling where they just want to be with their partner
yeah.
a lot or, you know, maybe yeah. if they're having an issue or a discussion and one partner says, I just need some space, but that sends the other one a bit off the wall.
Oh, totally.
I guess, how do you sort of meet in the middle with things like that when it comes to figuring out those, I guess,
yeah.
little tight points within the pain points within a relationship?
That's a very, very good point. To me, from my observation and my work experience, I think, again, back to that clear communication. We are not, to be honest, especially when we are young adults, we are still learning about how to communicate clearly. So really be focused on, I would encourage to focus on that. And sometimes communication can be so many different ways, especially these days with technology. I'm not really big a fan about communicating through text or social media.
Mm.
I'm still old school. But saying that, because we've got a lot of also researchers show how that eye contact can really bring in that relational connection.
Or even just better hold hands when you're talking
absolutely.
About something intense.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just sitting next to each other. So sometimes, you know, it's about, oh, can we find negotiation then? Where is the middle point? If we both parties can remain that open channel, clear communication, then that will give them a bridge to come, eventually to come to some negotiation. So a healthy relationship relies on a lot of negotiations as well. Because again, we're just two different individuals, you know. If it can't really, it still doesn't work, I would really encourage people then to look at, okay, can we find, for instance, talk to friends. And often we have mutual friend who sometimes really good mutual friends can bring this together.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And then because they see from a very, you know, from a third perspective.
Yeah.
So sometimes they can see things out of the clouds.
And they don't bring all that emotional
Correct.
Intensity.
Absolutely spot on. Yeah. And or if, you know, people are open to about getting more professional support and book with us. Come to the uni counsellors and have a chat about, you know, this is what I experienced. So the counsellors can really unpack with the student about that particular moment, what that looks like, and really process what's going on there. Or people do go, it's okay to go to, like, for instance, a couple relationship counselling, and then they will support, the counsellor can support couples to sit together to negotiate, to either that's negotiate, they would observe what's happening there in that relationship. There are so many different ways to hopefully clear that channel, and then these two parties can have some clear communication to build that connection.
Yeah, and I think there's so many, I guess, misconceptions that, you know, couples that have to see, you know, good counselling are probably in a bad way or something like that. But I think it's good to know that maybe that is actually a healthy behaviour to go and seek that assistance in that communication as you're figuring each other out.
Oh, totally, totally. We do have a lot of stigma, you know, like we had before, for instance, with mental health. We kind of have done a great job to really challenge that stigma, but doesn't mean it still doesn't exist. So, but saying that, I've seen a lot of couples even get couple counselling before they really commit to each other into marriage.
Yeah.
Really to learn, because again, you know, to commit with each into this long-term relationship, marriage doesn't mean happy ending and then afterwards forever.
Yeah.
It involves so much more clear communication and negotiations. Little things like, I probably, you know, I don't mind having a little bit things lying around the house. It doesn't have to be clear and clean, tidy every single day. But my partner may like something very different.
Yeah.
So how do we even negotiate that?
Yeah. Bringing two lives together, it's a bit tricky.
Oh, yeah.
You are talking, I guess, about how therapy and mental health support has been normalised and become a bit more common, which is great. We are seeing so much more, I guess, awareness of ourselves and ways to communicate how we feel. But you do still hear stories of people, I guess, almost weaponising and misusing that same language in a way that might control their partners. Like, I think there was a high-profile example of this pretty recently with Jonah Hill, who's an actor, telling his girlfriend that it was a boundary of his that she doesn't surf with other men or post photos of herself in a bikini or have friendships that he didn't approve of. And you did sort of mention boundaries before. So could you maybe just clarify with us what a boundary actually looks like in a relationship, maybe what it's not?
Oh, that's a tricky question. Yes, these days we talk a lot about boundaries. Boundaries are not black and white. It fluctuates. It's dynamic. Again, draw back our previous conversation, I would encourage people to feel like to really have that check in with themselves. Do I feel safe here? You know, if is it like, okay, do I agree that my partner requests me not to do this, not to do that, gives me all the restrictions, and to call this is a boundary? Okay, if it is, that might be a boundary of theirs. Is this a boundary of mine? So, for instance, often in this kind of a case, the example you raised, highly likely I would be interested to learn how she felt hearing that. Highly likely we would feel like, oh, do I have freedom then?
Yeah.
And then we go back to what we're looking out more, for instance, the freedom. Then we all have also a kind of a previous life to check in, to help us check in. Do my family do this to me? Did my parents give me all these restrictions? Mind you, parents do give us a lot of restrictions because they're parenting.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean they completely take away our freedom, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So if we feel like, oh, I don't feel like I've got the freedom here, or I don't feel like really safe, then highly likely our boundary probably has been violated or breached
totally.
To a degree.
Totally.
I'm not sure if I've answered your question.
Yeah, so I guess you're talking about boundaries as something that applies to you and yourself.
Absolutely.
That might be his boundary for him and his own behaviour, but your boundaries are about your behaviour.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I guess it's not okay for them to put their boundaries on you because
absolutely
that steps
not
out of their own behaviour.
Oh, absolutely. Was there a negotiation? Was there a communication? It doesn't sound like. It sounds like that's my demands and that's what you need to do.
Yeah. And I guess would you say that's when something, I guess, steps out of being a boundary and it's no longer that, but it's actually an act of control?
Look, without knowing the whole scenario, I am mindful, you know, how I put down my words, but that definitely gives me a lot of signs of, telling me, oh, we need, there's something going on here and there needs to be a lot of unpacking here.
Yeah.
Because the statement doesn't really stand for respect towards their partner.
Yeah, and their partner's freedom.
Yeah.
Take note.
Next time I promise to read all the footnotes.
This is a UOA On Campus production.